Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
John chapter 6, please have your seat. That's first service. Second service now. Are you blessed this morning? John chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, verse 2. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him. He said unto Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that this may..." Now, who brought up the issue of providing for those people? Who brought up the issue? It is not until you think you have a need. God knows. Say, your father knows that you have need of these things. God knows you need a car. In fact, God knows you need an SUV. It is poverty mentality when you think that you don't deserve to live in a duplex or in a five-bedroom duplex simply because you are not married. It's poverty mentality. Because belly for the food, food for the belly, God will destroy them. Whether you live in one room or live in mansion, at the end of the day, everybody is going to die. So you better live well. Live, have space around you. Come on, say amen. You need not just physical space, you need spiritual space. But what I'm telling is that your father cannot be living in a mansion that they call heaven. I mean, that heaven is mansion. That's his seat. So where is the location? If the whole of heaven is the seat, so where is the location? What does the real place look like? And even this heaven you are looking at, that some of you want to go to, the scripture says God will consume it with fire. Because even God needs to change location. Say, behold, I say a new heavens and a new earth. So don't be too righteous about this one. We are going to burn it. And if you have matches that day, you will also light your own and throw fire. Because we need to burn it. God knows what he's going to do, also. And God has made provision. He was the one who brought up the issue of provision. Next verse. And this is said to what? To prove them. Because many times God is ready for a shift, but we are not ready. We are still using human calculations. Tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, there are some of you that will change levels 10 times. But you can't see it now. And now he's asking you today, can you praise me? Can you just praise me for the next season? I wish next season. We have been on this next season since 1844. Everywhere you notice that the battle becomes intense, know that you have gotten to a point of resistance you need to break. 5 naira, 10 naira. There's a point of resistance. Every time you notice the intensity of battles in your life, be sensitive. You are at a critical point of breakthrough. So when you cannot pray, you combine strategies. You combine strategies. Leave it if you don't understand. But I give an example. Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang with the shackles. The Holy Ghost came down. Paul and Silas, their hands were not free, but they did what they had to do. Da, 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 da. In their days of Assemblies of God, there's a way you used to sing that song. There's a church, there's one key like that we use in assemblies. I don't know if it's bass, but if you get it, I'll take it. Do you know that in spite of the restriction on their legs and their movement, and they were tapping the leg and tapping the thing, thunderstruck. It is the praise that you exhibit in the midst of restriction that breaks the point of resistance. Don't be foolish. There are things that God has given to us. It worked for Jesus. When he wanted to bring Lazarus out, he didn't pray, he praised. Say, "Father, I thank you because you hear me always." It's a weapon. It's a weapon. It's not because Yoruba people like to dance. It's not because Igbo people like to shake their body. My brother, you are playing with a dangerous Scott missile. Something that even the devil cannot resist. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't do it again and say, I just like that song, it's sweet. You are playing with a danger. A child can be... My friend Pastor Desmond said, you know, his father was a soldier at the barracks. So the father left the rifle or pistol or something. Pastor Desmond went there, just cocked it, remove one bullet. You know, that bullet, that thing can take a life. Oh, was not played. The dad now came in. Oshoname. Pa! You want to kill me. You see, he wasn't shooting. He was only checking. What you are playing with, my brother, that thing you call nice melody, it's a bullet. It's a bullet. It's a bullet. That thing can take the life out of any enemy. He said, when we go to fight, he said, you will not need to fight in this battle. He said, if he said we will not fight, then let's praise. When Ezekiah got to the battleground, everybody was dead. Learn how to combine strategy. Pray, praise. Pray, praise. 3 hours. Come on, tell your neighbor, combine strategy. The impact is more deadly. You know you don't have father in Lagos, you don't have mother in Lagos, and you are sleeping. Combine strategy. That guy could have decided, Paul said, we are angry. God abandoned us. After we preach his message, they arrested us. Why would they not arrest you? If you are preaching motivational message, would they arrest you? If Jesus was preaching, today is the aspire to refire, to jumpire, and refire, who will kill him? They'll be calling him for seminar. So we have a seminar. Don't call me for any seminar. If you want me to preach, call me. Now, please put this down. Your provision is always in the path of your obedience. Your provision, as far as the heavens are concerned, is always where? In the path of your obedience. So there is a path that God allocates to you. Now there is another path that you will mark. That path is called obedience. When a man is truly guided by the Lord takes care of his needs. Has God ever opened the door for you and the door almost became a trap? Come on now. Who knows what I'm talking about? You applied for a job. You got the job. You share testimony. All of a sudden, the job is looking like one kind thing. Hey, do I have people here? All of a sudden, they told you are coming in as customer service. Now they want you to be doing phone transfer and customer service. The letter they told you, one account officer resigned. You need to also be acting there. The woman that was here before she left, you are paying her $250. Me, I'm head of cash. You are paying me $250. Now, the account officer that ran away, say he's frustrated. You are paying her $250. You now say, Benga, please, for the meantime, for the next 2 months or 3 months, till we recruit. You say two days or 2 months. You say 2 months. Ah, are you going to pay me $750? They say, no, you know, because, you know, when it's time to pay, your story will change. But when you want to use me like Jackie, you tell me, we know you are capable. We know you are able. We know you have the right attitude. We know you can do it. I say, oh God, let your money be telling me these things. I don't want you to be the one telling me. Let the alert be coming in and telling me that I am valuable. Come on, say amen. Tell your neighbor, let the alert come. Oh. You see, working for employers, it can be both interesting and painful. When a man is truly guided by God, look at me. This is what God is saying. Everybody is going this direction. Everybody is doing project management. There was a time in this country, everybody is doing project management. PMP. You see, PMP. 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 If you don't know what they are saying, you just be looking. Okay. You know, this is the way I behave when I'm in those places and they are talking. Yeah, PMP. The latest edition. PMP. PMP. I will not repeat it. PMP. I don't know anything about it. It's when I now leave that place, I'll call the one that's my friend. That PMP, how is it safe? So you want everybody doing PMP. If you don't know, maybe you are like me, you are here now. You are MPMP, Project Mime, Lonjebe. is American version. Project management professional. So you are now saying, I need to do PMP. Even though your background is biochemistry. Because you heard that somebody got a job and from 250, they are paying 759,059 kobo. You now say, it's like this PMP is where the market is. Listen, any information that is on the street is a finished transaction. You must see the opportunity before eyes, other eyes can see it. So God tells you, my son, don't go for PMP. I want you to go and do your master's in linguistics. And they say, my God, I followed you up to this junction. When I was in Abuja, you near Abuja, I served you. But now this is Lagos. And you told me you are interested in my prosperity. Why do you want me to be going back? Linguistic for what? And God say, my son, my daughter, you know the way God is talking, he will not talk like he's forcing you. It will just be coming. Then he will give you opportunity to shut it down. Then later you wake up like, and that linguistics. It's God though. You know, say, pastor, say. Now I'll be having some thoughts. You know, when the devil is talking, it's very clear. The devil is very clear. He talk his mind. Go and fornicate. And he will give you reason. Can't you see our shape? Omo, this is a one-time opportunity. Take it. God will forgive you later. Abi now, will God not forgive? He had to back pada. If you come back, you go forgive. Abi, even now, if you come back, if you die there, God. At the end of the day, that instruction he gave you will always make you look like a fool. When God is talking, one of the ways you will determine the accuracy of that test, because a test must be valid, must be reliable, and must be usable. Those are the characters for the valid for testing the worth of a test. So it will make you look like a fool. Then 5 years later, you meet this guy in the U.S., you get married to him, and then you travel abroad, and they tell you, oh, we have a department for African studies, and we need a lecturer who understands one African language. Oh, yes, please come me. Atinwayi, we have been looking for you. All of a sudden, you see your guy, half an hour, I hear say, don't relocate. Say, yes, so I got married, though. My husband is in the U.S. Half an hour, how that your company? Say, oh, boy. But we don't even know. All of them know ESCC, they find our director. We don't even know where they again. So where are you? Say, I'm at home. I'm watching Netflix. When a man is guided by the Lord takes care of his needs. And God always thinks long term. God thinks long term. He's never a short term God. Are you with me now? This paying attention to instruction. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. This is God's pattern. God says, if you do this, every other thing, all these things, what are the things in that category? The things that we are hustling for. I, Jehovah, we had it. There will be additions. There will not even be the reward. There will be additions. Again, he said to Solomon, because you have asked for wisdom. The word there is because. Because you have asked for wisdom on how to lead the lost people. You didn't ask for money. Do you see how God categorizes and rates prayer requests? God saw the prayer for money as an evil prayer. That when a man says he needs money, what God expects him to be praying for is wisdom. Is somebody hearing something now? If you think you need a car, What you should be praying for is what? Wisdom. When you are in a tight corner and you don't know what to do, what should you be asking for? Wisdom. Proverbs tells us wisdom is what? The principal thing. And the first law of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Iberuoloru. When you look at God and you are afraid to be in his bad books, when you reverence the Lord and you put him first in all things, that's the fear of the Lord. Come on, are you hearing something? The fear of the Lord, that's another message. The mistake we make, and I want you to put this down. The mistake we make is to think that the Lord will bring solutions from the outside to change our story. When most of the times, he uses that which is already in our hands to provide the miracle. Now, if you heard that one, you are good to go. Now, listen to me. Now, turn to your neighbor. What you are looking for is already in your house. Now, tell the person again. What you are looking for is already in your hands. The mistake we make is to think that the Lord will bring something from the outside. While most of what God wants to do is to use what he has already put in your hands. Because God will not touch anything that has flesh. He only uses what he provides for himself. When he was going to kill his son, Abraham, Isaac asked him, we have seen the fire. We have seen the wood. Where is the lamb? What was the response? The Lord. The Lord will what? He will provide what he will use. So you see the insult that many of us bring to the doorstep of God when we try to use wisdom. And then you now wonder why it seems God kept quiet on your matter. When you read the scriptures, you must look for how God reacts in situations so that it will be easy for you to be blessed. When you see all those stories in the Old Testament, they are there to show you how God reacts, the wisdom of God in different situations. So don't just say, I like reading 1 Kings and 2 Kings because they are always fighting. And kings went to war. You know, some of us like war film. In those days, it was war film that was raining. Then there's one other one they used to do there. Only the actor will survive. Like Commando. That was where they came out and said, actor, no, they die. Then when I watched Tofan, but there's no Indian film, Tofan, and then some other Indian films, and I saw the actor dying, and the guy was holding a bubble and crying, and the boy did not resurrect. And they ended the film. And then we watched Titanic, the boy died. He says, like, actor is not dying, you know. You better be careful. They don't die, you. Make you hold your side very well. Now, as I'm saying this, I want you to look into your life and begin to see what is it that heaven has already provided. Are you with me now? I say, what is it that heaven has already provided? And please, when you are checking your house, don't go to your bedroom. Go to your kitchen. Go to your garage. Go to your restroom. Those things are usually in neglected places. Did you hear that one? Did you hear that one? I said those things that God has given to you already that will secure your generations and leave inheritance for your children. They are always in neglected places, like the kitchen. The prophet said to that woman, what do you have in your house? The only thing she had, where was it? In the kitchen. Neglected places. Garage. You packed all the old clothes and you put them in a box. Some of you even have more box of unused clothes than used clothes. Very soon I'm going to make an announcement. Say amen. And I'm going to pack all of them. Say amen. And I'll go and share it. Your amen is coming down. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. Proverbs 3 and verse 6. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord where? With all your heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all your ways. In all your ways. What does it mean to acknowledge? Daddy, I want to travel. Should I go? Daddy, I want to go and see Chukwuebuka. Ebuka. The way he has been smiling at me, he said we should come. Should I go? Daddy, I want to start this business. I cannot start without telling you. Should I start? Then he will say, don't start. Go and talk to so-so person. Let him advise you on some things that have to do with that business. You want to start. Boom, you go and blow your money. In all your ways, do what? And he will direct your path. Now, did you see that word path is in plural? That means you will not suffer from strandedness. Because there are people that when they were on campus, God was always talking to them. Then they now graduated. They now realize that they are not really hearing God like before. God is saying when this journey starts and it ends here and another one starts, he will still be there to direct you. It's a covenant. Come on now. It's a covenant that no matter where you go, you will always see him there. That you are never alone. Your friends may leave you and they may abandon you. They may even say you are proud. Some of them even leave you because things are not working for you. It's good because very soon things are going to change. And then you will block all their number. Somebody called me and said, man of God. I said, how are you doing? I found a very wonderful damsel. She's doing me up and down. I said, give me a picture. He now sent it. When I saw the picture, Limakataya, rib, I have to protect myself immediately. Because he was not lying. Very yellow. I have to protect myself with the blood of Jesus. And I started praying. And I said, what's the Lord saying about this lady? I said, God cannot see anything. There is nothing to say. Even me, I cannot hear God with this one. But my advice, shine your eye, yo. Because as I see this one, I cannot hear God again. But you, now you won't marry. So, shine in all your ways. And you carry load way heavy past you. You are not saying, Baba, should I go left? Should I say yes? Should I say no? Now, don't worry if you don't know the song. It's one of our brother that... or sister, I don't know. But I used to play it on FM in those days. It's FM. It's not radio, FM. Some of you have not listened to FM in 10 years. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Now, there are certain things I want you to understand. When we talk about acknowledgement, number one, this scripture, and please I want you to note it, is a word from the Lord. This Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 37. 1 Corinthians 14 and 37. Pastor David. If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or to be a spiritual person, let him what? Let him what? You see the word acknowledge again. That these things I am writing to you are what? Look at it. Are they suggestions? Are we sharing ideas? Oh yeah, talk, make I talk. Is that what he's saying? They are what? Commandment from the Lord. So when people are saying, I was praying, I don't know what God is saying. Are you violating Proverbs chapter 3? Are you violating that scripture? Let me tell you, if you are a rebellious person, not obeying the Lord, and all those things he tells you when you are reading your Bible in the morning, you are not waiting for a big prophecy. You are looking for penalty. You will shoot that penalty above the bar. So you know you cannot score. You are not trying to fall inside the penalty box. It will not happen. And if they give you penalty, you will still shoot it over the bar. You cannot do wuru-wuru to enter the post. In all your ways, this scripture is for pastors, is for reverend, is for bishop, is for brother, is for sister, is for baby in the Lord, is for baby in the Lord, is for Joey, is for Joshua, is for Isabella, is for Peep, is for Pipette, is for Stochastica, whatever your name is. If you are acknowledging, what is his assurance? He will direct your what? Will he wait for you to tell him? Will he wait for you to tell him to do his part? He will do what? Direct your part. He may not do it with audible voice, but there's a way he will be directing you. Come on, say amen. Number two, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. Are you getting blessed? 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is in you, that was given to you by what? By prophecy. Thus said the Lord, I've released to you upon the spirit of visions and the gift of the seer. And people are clapping. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, she has gotten it finally. But Paul is saying, if I receive impartation and I fall down and break pulpit, and fell on this speaker and broke chair. You see now, if you fall down here now, so you see all these ties. This is not a good place to fall, though. If you want to fall, you fall in this side. I'm a talk about July now, Pastor. If you don't understand that, I say many pastors are area boys, but people don't know. Paul said, on this issue of acknowledgement, that before the devil stops you, if he can convince you to neglect the work of grace in your life, to neglect what God is already doing, and make you commonize it as if God is slow. As if God is slow, or God has forgotten you. If you neglect the gift of God that's upon you by prophecy, you will not be effective. This one, many of us are committing this. This one, when you say, God, forgive me all my sins, when you wake up in the morning, don't pray for lying. Don't pray for fornication. They know you already that you are a perpetual liar. So don't worry. They are not here. Maybe they are online. They are listening now. So they know. They have that one, even before you ask, they say, more forgive her for you. Now, so they lie. More they forgive her. But you see this one. This one can stop your destiny. I was listening to one of God's servants, Mike Oropo. He said, He said, then lay hands on him. Everybody, all the men of God have strange anointing. They lay hands. He said he was still normal. His life did not move forward. So he now begin to ask himself, how can Benihi, Bonki, Bishop Oyedepo, there was one girl in our school there. She's the daughter of the deputy general of Asia of Redeem. That's Baba Deboye's assistant. So when she came, I won't mention her name because she's on Facebook. She's my friend. And I say, wait, have you seen Baba in the camp before? She said, yes, now. I say, wait. Have you entered his house before? She said, yes, now. I said, has Baba laid hands on you before? She said, yes, now. I said, you are like this. Sincerely, it was a good way to say, but for me, you are not engaged. Rewind, delete that part. Wumi, you are not engaged. I could have married that girl just because of Baba. Then when Baba died, I will say, I'll not do it again. You know, the thought alone that Baba did way, like, lay leg. And as I say, so you are going to marry a pastor? I say, no, I don't want to marry a pastor. I say, you are wasting anointing. So we used to have that good relationship. Listen, that man of God, Michael, said, it was when it occurred to him that impartations are gotten by laying of hands, but activated by recognition and prayers. If you heard that one now, you are good to go. You lay hand, lay leg, lay body. Listen, if you lie down the body, say, receive life. Fire, receive life. If you don't acknowledge that there is now a deposit strong enough to write off your deficit and push you into a credit position, and you don't believe it will matter. I'm not... this message never leave halfway. But let me stop here. We'll continue. Second service. Come on, tell your neighbor, neglect not the gift that is in thee. You see, every gift that God gives to you has an eternal intention. It's not really about you. It's about something God needs to do. And I was sharing with some of our folks yesterday that when you say, God, reveal my purpose to me, it's a wrong prayer. The issue of your creation or your coming to this world is not really about you. It's about him. So your prayer should be, Lord, what is your highest need of me? When you created the heavens and the earth, there was something you had in mind. Why I was the one among so many competition in my mother's womb that I survived. Why was I the one? Why wasn't I born in the days of Adam? Why was I born now? So when you say, show me your, you are sincerely saying, show me my purpose. But what you are actually trying to say is, what is your own need? I wish I could say this in all the languages in Igbo, Hausa. What is your own need? When you look at me, what are you thinking? Don't be in the office and be saying, you want to be carrying fire, when what your boss wants is for you to go and sit down at the other corner. So you may be walking and walking around the clock, but no appraiser, because where they want you is over there. Come on, are we helping somebody now? I will stop here and I will continue. This message is already moving into a 4-part series. So... 2 Kings 1 to 4. I'm still on the issue of acknowledgement. 2 Kings 1 to 4, quickly. 2 Kings 4, chapter 4. Now there was a certain... There cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, my servant, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that thy servant did fear the Lord. You see, he was a man of God, but he was poor. You understand? Nothing brings disgrace to a child of God than when you are borrowing. Because the borrower is always servant to the lender, regardless of how many tongues you speak. Shakalaba, shakalaba, shakalaba. Where's my money? I say, now you be pastor. Collect offering, may give me now. You will not be a borrower. I just prophesy to somebody. Every debt in your life is canceled. You are ending this year in a massively credit position. You may not know the power of that prayer until they call you and say there's an opportunity now. Now. Somebody wants to sell a private school. 10 million. And you can't buy. I'm not talking about eating and going to toilet. I'm talking about opportunity. Ah, well, there's a house in Lekki. The owner like just wants to, instead of 70 million, I say if you have 30 million. Eh? A duplex in phase one. I say, eh. And David. You will not be poor. For God to give you that which is beyond you, you must be sold out to Him. God is not afraid to give anybody anything. But He's looking at you. This is your heart. This is your tender, loving heart. That is always moved by emotions. He's looking at you. He says, may we not give her. Because the last day we gave, last I gave her up front. She didn't come to church for 3 weeks. Let's leave her at this level so that she can be close to God. There are some people that only post on Facebook when there's kishi. Something happened to you. Say, you know, you don't need to be discouraged. God is there for you. We know something has happened to your account. There's tan. Something happened. Then you give us word of encouragement. I don't believe all those things. So. He said, verse 2. Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Excuse me. After all the things she said, is it that Elisha doesn't understand English? The person we are talking about was a pastor in Elisha's church. Elisha's anointing could not save him. Elisha is still asking the wife, what do you want? Okay, I came to say Akara. I told you that people want to carry my son. You're asking me, what do you want me to do? Do something now. See, all these men of God, the way they behave sometimes, I don't really understand. Tell me. Yeah, let's not waste time. What do you have in your house? The woman said, I don't have. See, that is to tell you that if there was anything in that house, she didn't place any value on it. There's oil there. But the thing we are talking about how my children will not go to jail. There's nothing in the house. There's no food except 2 cups of garri. Now, listen to me. If she had obeyed that instruction and yet did not have marketing skills, the oil has multiplied. God has done His part. Oh yeah, go sell her. I'm too proud though. I don't know if you sell palm oil. You are not serious. Namigo can't sell the oil for you. Namigo sell the oil for you. You cannot do it because you go school, you'll be graduate. You cannot sell oil. You know they chop oil? You see how people are killing themselves? No. After how many years in the bank? No. I can't sell oil. Hey! No, ask me for money. Hey! Mark her face now. If she come here, don't let her enter. Do you see the process in the miracle? God did His part. The prophet, now the prophet didn't say, let me follow you to market and introduce you to my friends. They will buy from you. He told her, now you exercise your faith. Go to the market. Tell people you are selling oil. Your miracle now is not in God's hand again. It's in how you package yourself. And you go out and say, offer, I have premium oil. No, that one you are using, the calorie level is very high. Whether it's true or not, now market we can't say. This one, collect money, may you come up for market. God will give you prophecy. Now God will still package you. Now God will still wear clothes for you. Now God will still tell you, say, make the use chewing gum because your mouth is swear. Now God will still, now God will still help you polish your shoe. Now God will still help you do advert. Now God will help you send text message. I don't know why everything I do is not working. My brother, if I will stone you. He started with acknowledging what is in the house. But the miracle didn't stop there. Hey! See, this message I'm preaching to you now. I started preaching last Sunday. And God told me 3 days ago, this message is not just a message. It's a prophetic word to the Harvest World Assembly. And I told us, what that means is that if you understand this message, you are about to come into a new level of explosion. But you will go back and acknowledge everything that God has already given. Then we will follow this woman's process and we will build the temple. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every life, everyone who has heard this word.